From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
A toast to soil health.
More and more landowners and their farmers are celebrating healthy soil for good reason. Because farmers who use soil health building practices like no-till and cover crops and who use diverse species and rotations report greater farm productivity, profitability, and resiliency. So here's to your soil's health. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn how to unlock the secrets in your soil. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, I recently had the opportunity to talk one-on-one with Pete Larson. He is a farmer in upstate New York, and he raises beef cattle, poultry, and hogs, and runs a sustainable operation, sells most of his products direct to consumer. Very interesting farmer, Mr. Pete Larson. He also operates a YouTube channel that currently has more than 220,000 subscribers. We watch him every week on YouTube. He's a very interesting farmer with a very interesting operation. I talked with Pete and asked him to tell us about his farming operation.
Oh, yeah. My farm's been in our family for, well, I'm the seventh generation. And my ancestors moved up here from Pennsylvania in 1804. And were very successful, and the land was passed down through the generations to me. And when I was growing up, my grandfather farmed this land.
And tell me about what you do on the farm and kind of the history of the production on the farm.
Well, when my wife and I moved here, we were just leasing the land out. I inherited it from my grandfather, and the common wisdom is you can't make a living. Our farm's only 45 acres. You can't make a living off of such a small farm. And you can't if you're growing commodities. And so I thought about that and worked off the farm for 20 years while we lived here and started thinking of ways to make the farm so that it could support our family. And the way I came up with, and the only way I could think of, is to sell direct to consumers and to sell and to raise a diversified collection of livestock. So we raise chickens and pigs and turkeys and beef cattle, and they all come together to use the land in the most efficient way. And we started with that idea in mind, and it's sort of played itself out and proven to be true in the last 8 years that we've been farming.
And not just any old beef cattle. You raise the Dexter breed, I believe, and that is a very specialized breed.
It is, and I had a bunch of reasons for wanting to raise Dexter beef. Not least in my mind was I'm always thinking about how I'm going to market our farm, because we're direct to consumer, and being a salesman is something that a lot of farmers aren't used to or you know, trained in, and something that we have to think about all the time. So Dexter was a breed with a nice story to tell as far as its history almost going extinct. And it differentiated us in the marketplace, and it's well suited to the type of farming we do. They finish well just on grass. Our market wants 100% grass-fed beef. They're small-sized animals, so when we make steaks out of them, they're not too big, which, again, appeals to our clientele.
Consumers like a story, don't they?
They do. I always try to inform people about the difference between advertising and marketing. If you're building a farm like ours, you really need to have a marketing story to tell, something that makes them want to be a part of that, you know, to buy our products, to know how they were raised. And having a rich story is, again, another thing that differentiates you from all your competitors.
We're talking today with Pete Larson with Just a Few Acres Farm just outside of Ithaca, New York. And Pete, tell me how you got involved with creating a YouTube channel. I understand you're averaging more than 50,000 viewers per video now.
Yeah. Oh boy. I used to do a lot of public speaking in my old job, and although I love farming, I miss that component of just getting up there and talking to people. And also, the idea of agritourism was growing since we started our farm. And I thought, well, we're pretty private people and we don't really want strangers wandering around or staying on our farm. YouTube was a perfect fit to fulfill all those needs and to bring some extra income to the farm.
How often are you creating episodes?
about three times a week, I do a video that's between 10 and 20 minutes long.
Do you get any feedback from your viewers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, YouTube is a social media platform, so I get lots of comments on a typical video will have 200, 300, 400 comments, a big one over 1,000 comments. I get emails, I get phone calls, I get viewers sending me things that they think I can use. It's been amazing.
Well, I've had a lot of fun watching your YouTube channel, your restoration of antique farm tractors, and how you bring them back into everyday use. Even though a tractor may be 70, 80 years old, Pete Larson is using it today on his farm. Final question. I know your time is limited. Our time is limited. What is your advice to the younger generation? Obviously, you're aware that there is, and it's very evident on YouTube channels, there's kind of a back-to-land movement, people wanting to farm, young people who have no involvement, really, in agriculture. What would be your advice to those young people?
My advice is to just try something and to not jump in with both feet, because it gets romanticized a lot. But in real life, this kind of farming is 7 days a week, 16 hours a day in the summertime. Try something. Grow some chickens. See if you like it. Don't quit your day job. And it takes planning. It takes money to start a farm, so you need a savings account. So it's nice to make a gentle transition. Get to know what you want to do before you commit to that lifestyle.
And that was just a portion of my recent interview with Pete Larson from upstate New York. His YouTube channel is entitled Just a Few Acres Farm.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
As a farmer, you have a lot to think about. There are bills to pay, repairs, an impossible schedule. It's no wonder that sometimes you can forget to do the small, simple things, like being extra careful when approaching a railroad crossing. Trailers, tractors, and other farm equipment are noisy and slow-moving, while an approaching train may be closer and moving faster than you think. Don't take a chance. Whenever you approach a railroad crossing, slow down, be prepared to stop, and remember, look, listen, and live. A safety message from Operation Lifesaver.
And today we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Lexington, North Carolina. They're tuned in to our affiliated radio station, Joy FM, FM 95.9 in beautiful Lexington, North Carolina. Our pearl of wisdom today comes from the famous Will Rogers, who once said, "In order to succeed, you must know what you're doing, like what you're doing, and believe in what you're doing." That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.